I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier.
No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Holy hour of power. Terry, are you 10-8, buddy?
I am reporting for duty, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, holy hour of power, pull up a chair, pour yourself something to drink. This is two Catholics with a PhD in common sense. This is high-octane, high-energy Catholic radio. Yes, Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton would not be able to fill the hot seats, Terry.
No way, buddy. Jesse, we have the Word of God from the Gospel normally every day read to us here on Virgin Most Powerful, because we know that ignorance of Scripture is ignorance of Christ. But I mentioned to you off the air that first reading of today's Mass from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians,
an earthquake.
It hit me like it's so appropriate for today. So, brother, could you read Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 to 15?
Yeah, because it's talking about secular humanism
that's
diabolical.
Yep.
It's Luciferian.
Yep.
It's satanic.
Yep.
Worldliness. Here's what it says.
Yep.
Brothers and sisters, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him. Rooted in him, the word rooted is the Latin word radix. Rooted in him and built upon him and established in the faith as you were taught. Mm-hmm. Notice, the faith has to be taught, okay? It's not caught like a baseball, it's taught.
That's right. Okay?
Abounding in thanksgiving. Next verse. This is key right here. We're being warned about the diabolical here.
Yep.
See to it that no one captivate you with an empty, seductive philosophy according to the tradition of men.
Hmm.
What is that?
Oh, boy.
Atheism.
Exactly.
Agnosticism. Socialism. Communism.
Yeah.
Relativism. Those are seductive philosophies that are traditions of men. It goes on to say, now, where do these seductive philosophies come from? By the way, they're taught in all the universities and colleges. Where does it come from? It says here, according to the elemental powers of the world and not according to Christ. The Greek word there for elemental powers is demon.
Yep.
Okay? It's demon. So notice, where does atheism, socialism, communism, Islamism, terrorism, relativism, gradualism, where does all this come from, Terry?
Satan, brother.
Demons.
You got it.
Satan. Right in the Bible.
Yep.
Hey, this worldly thinking comes from demons. Goes on to say. Now it's talking about the divinity of Christ. I love this. For in him
yes.
dwells the whole fullness of the deity bodily.
Yeah.
And you share in his fullness in him who is the head of every principality and power. In him you were also circumcised with a circumcision, not administered by hand, by stripping off the carnal body. With the circumcision of Christ, you were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead.
Amen.
So notice what Paul saying says, the Jews were made covenant children of God through circumcision, and the women through their father's circumcision and their husband's circumcision, they maintained that right as daughters of God. Well, how are you now? How do you enter into the covenant family of God as a child of God? Through baptism. Baptism now replaces Jewish circumcision. And also St. Paul talks about who Jesus is. He's the fullness of God. He's not 90% God. He's not 85% God. He's not 50% God. He's the fullness of God. The word is the pleroma, which means all of God is all of Jesus. And all of Jesus is all of God. That's what it means. Goes on to say, And even when you were dead in transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he brought you to life along with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, obliterating the bond against us with its legal claims, which was opposed to us. He also removed it from our midst, nailing it to the cross, despoiling the principalities, those are demons, and the powers, those are demons. He made a public spectacle of them, who? Demons. Leading them away in triumph by it. The word of the Lord, thanks be to God.
Be
the
to
last
God.
Three verses, for you to understand what St. Paul is saying there, here's what he's talking about. In the ancient battles, when a king defeated another king, what he would do he would take all his soldiers of the enemy and make them prisoners. He'd throw chains around them, and then he would parade them in mockery. And then he would execute them at the end, just to add insult to injury. That's what Jesus did on the cross. Paul is using the Greek Spartans and the Roman legions. He's using their victory protocol, where Jesus is now at the cross. He takes demons. He throws chains on them. By his death on the cross, he's paid the price for our sins. So now what he's doing, he's publicly putting these demons on display on Calvary, making a mockery of them and obliterating the bond that they hand over us. He's destroyed that bond that's called mortal sin that we were aligned with the demons with. We were bonded to them. Jesus Christ has smashed that to smithereens and taken these demons and now taken them prisoner at the foot of Calvary.
Wow, that's commentary I can relate to, Jess. Good job. Hey, and Bishop Sheen's writings today fit right in the full sheen ahead to that Colossians chapter 2. Check this out. Here's what Bishop Sheen said. If you don't behave as you believe, you will end by believing as you behave. So basically, here's what Sheen is just saying, what Colossians chapter 2 says. Are you going to behave as the world? Okay, and then you believe like the world. That's why actions have consequences, Jesse. And that's why I'm just going to say it like it is. I get questions a lot of times from people all over the country. And one gentleman called me about his marital situation. And I had to tell him the truth. He said, the priest told me it was okay for me to live with my girlfriend and have marital relations because, you know, you've been there for a while and you love her, so it's okay. And I had to explain to the man that, I'm sorry, but that priest was wrong because he's living by what worldly standards teach. And that worldly standard says, if it feels good, do it. But you know what? We have a higher level. We go according to what God's commandments are. So all I'm saying is, let's live according to God's commandments, and that will show us how to actually, the practice of it will take place. But first, we have to believe and believe in the gospel. Jesse.
Ruben, Terry, and that's exactly what that first reading today we talked about.
Yes.
You know, a lot of times, even our priests, unfortunately, they fall into worldly philosophy.
Moral
like
relativism.
Paul warns us.
Yeah.
They fall into human tradition.
Yep.
Okay? By saying that people can fornicate and live together and still receive Holy Communion and be right with God.
Yeah, that's wrong.
That's a human philosophy. That's a human tradition that comes from demons. And St. Paul is very clear about that in today's reading in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8.
Well said. And you know, Jesse, people call us because they know we're not going to compromise. The gentleman said, you know, I heard what the priest said in the confessional, but I just didn't think it was right. That's why I called you. And I said, well, brother, what I'm going to have to tell you, you might not want to hear. You're going to have to live like brother and sister until you get your marriage set. So my point to you is, here at Virgin Most Powerful, we're not politically correct. And I realize, Jesse, that because of what we do, we're not welcomed even in certain spheres of the church right now, where they're not going to welcome us into a parish who wants to compromise. They're going to not get that from us. So they tell us, get the heck out. And I say, well, I'll pray for you. But my point is, later, when we have our first break, Jesse, they're going to hear a commercial that you and I did that's going to be played to, are you ready, folks? Sports stations on iHeartRadio, on where all the men are listening to all the sports shows. They're going to hear about the Terry and Jesse show because somebody donated money, and I'm going to tell you more after the break. But here's my point. We have to reach not just the choir, our listeners. A lot of you are devout Catholics. Help us reach out to Joe Sixpack, who's never been in a church for the last 10 years, and he hears two evangelical Catholics preaching the Word of God and without compromise. I find, Jesse, I had a meeting last night at the church, and the gentleman said, that's what motivates me. Listening to Virgin Most Powerful, I was at my parish, and some of the guys at the men's thing, unfortunately, were talking about Playboy magazine. And I told them, hey, knock it off. Terry and Jesse inspired me to speak up. Jess, no, knock it off, guys. See, Jesse, that's why we're doing what we do, because men need to have a little encouragement to do the right thing. And we don't get that sometimes at our local parish. I said it. You know why? Because it's true. So I want to say thank you for the man that helped us get this ad to iHeartRadio to be playing on sports stations. Think about this, folks. When you hear this commercial, ask yourself, somebody's listening to the Dodger sports play or a Ram game, and they're hearing a commercial about the Terry and Jesse saying, hey, we're two evangelical Catholics with PhDs and common sense ain't that common. And they're going, whoa, who are these guys? I know what's going to happen, folks. We're going to get men who are searching for the truth and looking for it, and they don't know where to go, and they hear about us, and they start listening. And Jesse, you've seen this happen for decades with yourself. People coming to men's conferences and going, dude, you hit me right between the eyes when you power preached about
sin.
And all
I'm doing is preaching 2,000 years of... It's nothing new. They're saying, I've never heard that before.
Mortal sin?
Oh, no, this is Catholic. This has been around the churches for 2,000 years. I've never... Mortal sin? State of
grace? We never hear that anymore.
I've never heard of this stuff. Contrition? Examination of conscience? It's this old Catholicism.
Yeah.
Terry, but going back to today's the first reading that I mentioned.
Yeah, Colossians.
Again, we all have to watch out not to fall in and buy into these traditions of men.
That's right.
These human philosophies. Once again, what are they? Here's atheism, communism, socialism, Nazism, agnosticism, terrorism, relativism. You get what I'm talking about.
Got it.
Yeah.
Wow. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about the commercial you're going to hear. And then I'm going to ask my brother Jesse about his book, because there's an article in Catholic Exchange that's outstanding. And there's four questions I want to hit him up on that I think will inspire you in regards to your Catholic faith. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful. Thank you again, all you monthly supporters who are helping us get the word out, especially when you hear this ad after this. You're going to go, wow, can you imagine secular radio playing the Terry and Jesse Show? Woo! We'll be right back.
This is Jesse Romero.
And I'm Terry Barber.
From the Terry and Jesse Show. And we invite you to listen to the Holy Hour of Power, High Energy Catholic Radio. We're two Catholics with a PhD in common sense. We're on Monday through Friday on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
What we're going to give you is masculine Catholic teachings on the faith. You know, we say we're too inspired to be tired, we're too protected to be dejected, and we're too renewed to be subdued. Why? Because we believe in Jesus Christ and His bride, the Church. And we will take each issue of the day and show you how the Catholic Church has the answer for our culture. What we really do is bring men back into the Catholic Church, which it's about time to do. We want men to be leaders in their Catholic faith so that they can bring their family to heaven.
Our program is not right versus left, it's right versus wrong. And our program is where Catholicism and culture intersect. It's High Energy Catholic Radio.
We're going to inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and His bride, the Church.
The Terry and Jesse Show on the Virgin Most Powerful app.
Hebrews 11:3 says, by faith we come to understand. According to St. Augustine, understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, seek not to understand that you may believe, but believe that you may understand. May God grant us a strong living faith in Him and His divine plan of salvation, and help us to believe so that we may understand.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Amen, brother. I hope you enjoyed that commercial about the Terry and Jesse Show. Folks, that commercial was played is going to be played 56 times this month on iHeartRadio at sports stations where they're talking about the football games or the baseball games, and they're going to hear about getting in touch with the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful. The gentleman that did that, I just want to thank him publicly, Brad, for doing that. And if anybody else wants to try and get the word out, Brad Cheney did that for us, and I appreciate that. If you want to do something with billboards about the Terry and Jesse Show, Virgin Most Powerful, call me at 661-972-7872. I'll tell you how it works. But we're just trying to not just reach the choir, which is, you know, great to reach the choir, but there's a lot of men, as you know, that aren't going to church, and we want to try and reach them. So that's what we did. Jesse, I have a couple questions to ask you about your book, brother. Are you with us? Because I don't.
Yes, sir. Okay, I'm ready to
good.
Go.
All right. Yep. Well, Spiritual Warfare in the City. This is an article Catholic Exchange did about a Q&A, questions and answers, because there's a big buzz going on about your book. As a matter of fact, it's the number one Catholic book on the spirituality and the devil and on the topic here for Amazon. So, I mean, this is really making the headway. And I want to thank you for getting that book out. But Jess, with Scripture and the Catechism being so clear on Christians not having anything to do with seances, astrology, psychics, why do you think so many Christians still dabble in the occult? And then a follow-up was asked as a follow-up question, what are the occult practices in which they most frequently engage in?
Terry, baptized Christians are hungering for the mystical and otherworldly. We were hardwired that way.
Mm-hmm.
And many people are simply curious, just like Eve.
Mm-hmm.
That's what got her in trouble, wanting to discover the unknown and the forbidden. Many people are drawn to the occult because they're ill-informed Americans who have a malformed, uninformed, misinformed, or deformed moral conscience.
Yeah.
And the allure of the occult is all around us. Mm. You got psychics, tarot cards, fortune tellers, horoscopes, healers online, and also they rent storefronts in your neighborhood. You also have the pop culture, music, movies that promotes the occult, as well as the best-selling Harry Potter books. So all this stuff tempts people to dabble in the occult, and this is one of the ordinary activities of demons. It's like shooting fish in a barrel. Demons tempt humans through temptation all day long.
Yeah, well said, Jesse. And I know that you've written a great deal about spiritual warfare. You've got Jesus 911 every day here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio, Monday through Friday. But what type of spiritual warfare is reserved only for exorcists? And what type is the work of the laity? And a follow-up on, is there a line that the laity does not have the spiritual authority to cross? Big question.
Yep. Priests have the authority to engage in healing, deliverance, and exorcism.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two types. You have a minor and a solemn exorcism.
Yeah.
Any priest can engage in minor exorcism. A solemn exorcism requires the permission of their bishop for someone who's possessed. Now, lay people can help priests in healing, deliverance, and exorcism as support and as prayer intercessors. Every priest has a team of lay people assisting him. A Catholic priest has universal authority to heal and liberate a person from the diabolical, while a lay person has authority over those under his authority. Example, a husband and father has authority to pray healing and deliverance prayers over his wife and children. And lay people can pray healing and deliverance prayers for themselves. And the ones that I've been praying for several years are, they're on the internet. You can put them on your iPhone or put them on your computer. They're called auxiliumchristianorum.org prayers. These prayers were written by Catholic exorcists for the laity in order to protect themselves and their families from the diabolical.
Good point. All right, Jesse. In the Gospels, Jesus exorcised demons with just a simple command. We see Paul appearing to do the same with the spirit of clairvoyance in Acts chapter 16. Would you share your thoughts as to why exorcisms today are much more protracted processes? Why does the rite of exorcism often need to be repeated a number of times for a person to finally gain freedom. Why is that, Jess?
Several reasons, Terry, because first of all, more people are living in mortal sin.
That makes sense. Okay, I get it.
There's also less baptisms in the Catholic Church.
That's true. Everything, yeah.
There's also less couples marrying in the Catholic Church.
That's true.
So all of this means there's less people praying in the Church Militant. So instead of the Church Militant being battle ready, as our friend Doug Berry likes to say, living in a state of grace and praying, the Church Militant has laid down their weapons and have fallen asleep in the battlefield.
Well, that makes
several exorcists have told me this, that the ladies' lukewarmness affects their prayer sessions. Also, most possessed people continue to live in mortal sin. Therefore, the demon may get driven out through the session, but they come right back because the person lacks sanctifying grace in their soul, which keeps them free from the diabolical. And also, many people's lives are so disordered, they do not have properly formed moral consciences based on the Word of God, and their wills are weak as a result of habitual sin. Therefore, they lack the courage and fortitude to follow the exorcist advice to live in a state of grace. 90% of the deliverance is done by the spiritually afflicted person. 10% of it is done by the priest.
Wow.
Exorcism's not magic. It's hard work, which requires the spiritually afflicted person by an act of the will to fully cooperate in pursuing a life of holiness. Demons enter through mortal sin and remain with the possessed when the possessed embraces heresy.
Wow.
And what is heresy? The obstinate denial after baptism of a truth which must be believed with divine and Catholic faith. That's why more people, Terry, are staying possessed for longer periods of time, because they embrace theological heresy and demons now have found a home.
Well, no wonder why we're in such trouble with this. And Jesse, this is consistent with what Our Lady of Fatima said, that souls are going to hell because there's no one there to pray and make sacrifices because we're distracted with the world, the devil, and the flesh. So that makes a whole lot of sense. So what's the message to our listeners? Say your prayers, stay in the state of grace, get the confession. Wow. Jess, last question I have. In your book, you share your own experiences in deliverance ministry, how to arm ourselves against the devil's activity in our lives, as well as ending the book with prayers you have found very effective in encountering the demonic. If someone finishes your book and wants to receive further solid formation in this area, where would you send them, or what written resources do you recommend? And by the way, I'd recommend Jesus 911, but let's hear your answer.
There you go. I'd recommend to the radio show that I do 3 times a week on spiritual warfare, Jesus 911. We talk about all these topics, problem, solution. Yeah. Also, I would recommend them to our January 11th, 2020 spiritual warfare conference.
Yeah.
This year is probably going to be our most popular event. I'll tell you why. This year's spiritual warfare conference is going to host Adam Bly. He's a Catholic demonologist, and he's also an auxiliary member of the International Association of Exorcists. He's the only lay person that's a member. We're also going to have Dr. Luis Sandoval.
Oh, he's a good
He's a psychiatrist who's part of the Healing, Deliverance, and Exorcism team for the Diocese of Orange. These two gentlemen bring tons of experience and expertise in the areas of spiritual warfare. This is going to be a high-information Catholic seminar. I'm going to be there sharing some stories from my book, The Devil in the City of Angels. So, yeah, that's where you can come to join us and meet other radio hosts from Jesus 911, meet Terry Barber. And again, contrary to popular belief, spiritual warfare is not demon-centered. It's Christ-centered. So come and join us. Also, listen to Jesus 911.
Yep.
We teach you how to armor up and fight the good fight of faith. And if you want some tools, three tools that I'll throw out there if you're a bookworm.
Yeah.
Terry's got CDs. He can tell you all day long. The three books I would recommend are Deliverance Prayers for the Laity by Father Chad Ripperger. That's a must if you're going to be involved, if you're a serious Catholic and you want some serious prayer power. Another great book on spiritual warfare is called Manual for Spiritual Warfare by Dr. Paul Thigpen. That's put out by 10. And then my book is also a book on spiritual warfare.
Excellent.
It's also called Lord, Prepare My Hands for Battle. Those are the three out there that I would recommend. With CDs, Terry's got 50 that he recommends.
No, I just get Jesse's books there, the ones he recommends. But Jesse, we got time for a follow-up that's not in this interview from Catholic Exchange. Is it a fair statement to say the sacrament of confession, that when we go to confession, can be even more powerful than an exorcism. I've heard exorcists say that. How could that be, Jesse?
Okay, I'll quote you two exorcists, and they're the experts that I'm not.
Okay.
Father John Essef, Monsignor John Essef, he's the exorcist for Scranton, Pennsylvania. He's been the exorcist there for over 50 years.
Wow.
He's the oldest exorcist in the U.S. He's a professor at Mundelein. Mm-hmm. He says this. I'm going to quote him because he said it many times. I've been there. I've heard him say it, and I've written the notes down. He says this. The sacrament of confession is about 100 times more powerful than a solemn exorcism. Why is that? Father Antonio Fortea, another doctor of exorcism, he answers the question. He says the reason is, and get this, is an important distinction. An exorcism is a sacramental, which means it's a prayer of the church. It's a powerful prayer, but it's a prayer. A confession is a sacrament. Mm-hmm. A sacrament is more powerful than a sacramental.
That's right.
A sacrament, confession, gives you sanctifying grace and removes evil from the soul. A sacramental is a prayer of the church, but it doesn't give you sanctifying grace, and it doesn't necessarily remove evil from your soul. It drives out a demon, but it doesn't give you sanctifying grace. Sanctifying grace is what enables you to overcome and to live free from the diabolical.
Well said. I just want to add, if you'd like to get a DVD that Jess recommended for years, an interview with an exorcist, a book came out of that interview with a Catholic Exchange by that same title. But if you want the interview on a video, call 877-526-2151. That's the same number you could register for the Spiritual Warfare Conference coming up January 11th. And we're going to be at a new parish, a large parish, St. Christopher's in West Covina, which can hold up to 1,000 people.
So, and I bet we fill it.
I will fill it, but I would recommend that you go online to virginmostpowerfulradio.org to register early. Because, yeah, it's going to be a packed house. Also, I want to just recommend that those who are monthly donors get copies of all of our conferences. We just had the women's conference last weekend, and it was really powerful. We had about 165 women, and it was extraordinary. We had mostly women in their 20s and 30s, which was the first time I've seen that in years, a young group of people coming to a conference. I was the old man, so... If you're a monthly supporter, you're getting a copy of all these recordings by email. So if you want to become a monthly donor, just call us at 877-526-2151, and you'll get copies of all the talks that we do. When we come back, we'll give you some more inspiration on the Terry and Jesse Show. And by the way, Jesse's book, go to jesseromero.com to pick up the book on the devil. We'll be back with much more on the Terry and Jesse Show.
Welcome to our January 11th, 2020 Spiritual Warfare Conference. Every year without fail, this is our most popular, well-attended event. This year's Spiritual Warfare Conference will host Adam Bly, a Catholic demonologist, and an auxiliary member of the International Association of Exorcists, along with Dr. Luis Sandoval, a psychiatrist who's part of the Healing, Deliverance, and Exorcism team for the Diocese of Orange. These two gentlemen bring tons of experience and expertise in the area of spiritual warfare. This is going to be a high-information Catholic seminar. I'll be there as well, sharing some riveting stories on the diabolical and liberation found through Jesus Christ from my best-selling book, The Devil in the City of Angels. Mark your calendars, come and join us, and meet other radio hosts from Jesus 911. Contrary to popular belief, spiritual warfare is not demon-centered. It's Christ-centered. Come join us and learn how to armor up and fight the good fight of faith. Catholics, wake up. Don't hit the snooze button. Join us at St. Christopher Catholic Church, 629 South Glendora Avenue, West Covina, California, on January 11, 2020. See you then. Strength and honor in Jesus' name.
Hebrews 11:3 says, "By faith we come to understand." According to St. Augustine, understanding is the reward of faith. Therefore, seek not to understand that you may believe, but believe that you may understand. May God grant us a strong living faith in Him and His divine plan of salvation, and help us to believe so that we may understand.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow, that's 80%. RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Terry, some good news.
I love when
lay people and priests, you know, get together and fight against evil.
Yep.
And here's one that warms my heart.
Yep.
There's the priests and parishioners, they battle Satan in Chicago.
That's right.
This is what I would call the church militant in action.
Yep.
And by the way, the word church militant, that's a medieval word. It's ecclesia militans. That's an old, old Catholic description of the lay people. And I think the one who recently used that was Pope Benedict XVI.
Yep.
He used it several times in homilies, ecclesia militans. But that's exactly who we are. But in this article, Terry says that they're faithful Catholics gathered in Chicago, it was this year sometime, to protest yet another satanic affront to the Catholic Church. Notice the way Satanists go after the Catholic Church. Not Islam, not Protestants, not Buddhists, not the New Age.
Right.
So you got this priest. This was last month. Yep. So it was pretty recent. August 7th, Father Thomas Aschenbrenner, pastor of St. Mary of Perpetual Help, conducted prayers of deliverance out in the street.
I love it.
From demons. At an exhibit titled, quote, Sex Militant, close quote, conducted by Satanists.
Wow.
So, Terry, you'll find that the Satanists, they're connected with the pornography industry.
Makes sense.
They're connected with Planned Parenthood.
It makes sense.
Anything that's connected with the culture of death, you'll find these satanic groups, they're sticking their head out of the foxholes and they're coming out and they're allowing themselves to be counted. It says here that the exhibit featured a large banner with, it said this, quote, castrate the clergy, close quote, written on it.
Unbelievable.
I wonder who they're talking about.
Yeah.
Imams?
No.
Jewish rabbis? No. This occurred at an art space called the Co-Prosperity Sphere on the south side of Chicago just a few short days ago, less than a block away from the parish. And Father Aschenbrenner led the procession from the parish on Saturday with servers carrying banners and dozens of parishioners uniting themselves in prayer. He intoned prayers of deliverance.
I love it.
Oh, I love this. Outside the art venue, he blessed the building with holy water and placed exercise salt at the corners of the building. Terry?
Jesse, I wanted you to say that because that he let his prayers do the talking. Now, there were media people asking him questions. You know what he did? He didn't comment. He declined. He said, "I'm here to perform an exorcism of with my flock." You got just picture altar boys with banners, crucifixes. He's bringing out the sacramentals, you know, with the holy water, this blessed salt, and he's putting it on the corners of the building. I mean, I'm picturing this like, you know, Jesse.
This is General Patton.
Yes, and it's so inspirational. Here I am in Los Angeles. I'm not even in Chicago, and I'm going, hooray. I'm just like, hooray, hooray. We need to do more of this. Matter of fact, my brother-in-law, Father Peter Irving, did that at Planned Parenthood. You know what he did, Jess? He took the Blessed Sacrament, had a procession, and he was circling the Planned Parenthood facility and was exercising the Planned Parenthood. See, we have to do more of that. What happens, Jesse, is we have some of the people in the church say, like, well, we don't want to show too much attention on this. We'd rather be set. You know what it really says to me? You're cowards. That's right. Get out there and stand up for what we believe about our faith. And when evil is abound, we have to stand up to evil and say our prayers and let people know what's right. Because what's happening, Jess, is we become too silent. In Chicago, that's one parish, Our Lady of Perpetual Help. How many other priests, unfortunately, would say, That guy's radical. He's crazy. I would never do that. People might think something poorly of me. Who cares? Well, he did it because it was the right thing to do. And I just want to say thank you, Father, for being a priest with, how can I say it politely?
Fortitude.
Fortitude. Thank you, Jesse.
And a nice confirmation word. Yeah. Terry, I'm looking at the catechism here, and I also want to give props to the lay people there.
Oh, absolutely.
The catechism says this, okay? The initiative of lay Christians is necessary, especially when the matter involves discovering or inventing the means for permeating society, political and economic realities with the demands of Christian doctrine and life.
Yep.
And then it says this, lay believers, that's us, are in the front line of the church.
Oh, praise God.
For them, the church is the animating principle of human society. Notice, so it's using football language.
I love it.
Front line, you know, guards, tackles, wide receivers.
Yep.
It says lay people are the front line, which tells me that the clergy, they're the quarterbacks, the halfbacks, the fullbacks, the tailbacks. And so the front line means that we're there, Terry, the lay people. We're supposed to do the blocking, which is our prayers. That's the heavy lifting. But all these culture wars, this is going to be a combination of holy priests and holy lay people, just like we saw in Chicago, right? This event is a classic example of a holy priest and holy lay people who understand that they're called to be the front line of the church coming together and going after the enemy.
And Jesse, this is what we've been should have been doing for the last 40 years or 50 years, but many of us have been sitting on our hindsight and doing nothing. And it's about time. I'll give you some more good news since you like good news, and I do too. Across the pond, over 20,000 pro-lifers marched to protest the UK imposing abortion on Northern Ireland. Here again, priest and laity doing the same thing, but 20,000. And you know, Jesse, I've been in Europe several times, and I said to myself, man, Europe's dead, Jesse. Hardly anybody's going to church, but I think there's a spark lighting right now.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, and people are standing up for life in Italy. There's one guy that's a politician that's standing up with a rosary in his hand and talking about his Catholic faith. And then here's the challenge, Jesse, on it. Some people in the church are condemning him. He shouldn't bring religion into his politics. He's, you know, he's an Orthodox Catholic, and he's talking about Our Lady and consecrating the country to the Blessed Mother. Here's my point. We need the support from our hierarchy also to support the laity when they do this. This is why it's nice here at Virgin Most Powerful. We have Bishop David O'Connell, who supports the Terry and Jesse show. I'm sure having him say he's been on our show before, but to do that, he had to pay a price. You know why? Because we are who we are. We don't compromise. And I appreciate that. When the clergy support lay people in the apostolate, it makes a big difference. So, Jess, what I'm seeing in Chicago, what I saw in Northern Ireland, it's spreading. And that's how the faith will spread. It's a combination. It's a 1-2 punch.
Holy priests and holy lay people.
Got it.
This event, Terry, was a, this. It was. By the way, this event was sponsored by the Church of Satan. Okay.
And believe, yeah, I believe it. Now, Jesse, time out. How in the world did the church? When did the Church of Satan come into it? Wasn't it the last 40 or 50 years when all this started coming?
In San Francisco, it was the first established. That's their founding. Like our founding is in Jerusalem in 33 A.D. The Church of Satan was founded in San Francisco in 1966.
Jesse, getting back to your interview with your book, your comment was, why is there so much evil going on right now? Jesse, these people couldn't be doing what they were doing if people weren't praying and living sacramental lives. I'm convinced a lot of this corruption, a lot of evil going on in the church is because we've been sitting on our hands and watching sports or doing other things and not saying our prayers and not living a life according to Christ. And so this just makes sense that evil would abound when good isn't doing the good. That makes sense to me.
That's right. And, you know, Terry, and I just want to let Catholics know, I mean, you could have fun, you know, good, clean fun, and still be a follower of Christ.
Of
I'll give
course.
You just a small example. Yeah, last night, went to my home gym. I got a nice home gym here, started doing my elliptical cycle.
Yeah.
I said, okay. I turn on the television. I said, hey, I haven't prayed my rosary yet today. Now, I could have said, who cares? It's 8 o'clock at night. Let me just watch a good boxing match or something and get motivated as I'm riding my elliptical cycle. And so I said, no. You know what? God first and my pleasure second.
Yep.
So as I'm working out there in the elliptical cycle, grabbed my rosary that was right there, and I prayed it. Once I was done, I finished, I watched about 10 minutes of a boxing match as I'm finishing my workout. So, it again, there's that balance. It doesn't mean that I have to pray like the whole hour and not entertain myself while I'm exercising. No, but duty first. Amen. See, that's the mentality of a disciple of Christ.
It's discipline.
Duty first. Yeah. And then once you've fulfilled your state in life,
yep.
Then you go to, hey, I'm going to give myself a little bit of a glass of cold water here.
Well, that's called discipline, Jess. And, you know, nothing in life gets done without discipline. And, Jess, I don't mean to bring it to the next level, but, you know, in our world right now, a lot of our young people have been lacking that discipline that you just exercised because dad isn't at the home to do instill that. I've tried my best with my kids, especially the young men that are in my two boys, to instill that in them discipline in life, that you do your duty first and everything else follows. Don't reverse that. So your example to your boys are more important than what you say. And I just want to remind everybody that.
Yeah. Yeah, Terry. So this event was coordinated by the Detroit chapter of the Satanic Temple. By the way, I've been to their website.
You have, I know.
Not that I'm advising you to
no,
go there.
No.
And I took their, because they got political statements there.
It's interesting, isn't it? What, hey, Jesse, are they Republican or Democrat? What do they line up with? I'm curious.
Their political statements on their webpage, which I cut and paste and put it on my book, Knocked Off the Donkey.
Yeah.
It's exactly congruent with the Democrat Party platform. Point
by point.
Check
it out yourself. It's true, Jesse.
Yeah, and another thing about the Church of Satan, the Satanic Temple, they boast that over 50% of their members are LGBTQ. Over 50% of their members are LGBTQ.
That makes sense.
Let's keep on fighting the good fight of faith as good Catholics. There's another good priest out there in Chicago. I know right now he's in hiding. His name is Father Paul Kelchick.
It has to be.
Yeah, a few months ago, he was the pastor at Resurrection Parish, where they had notorious homosexuals that were there before him. And Father Kelchick, he found out that there was a restaurant out there in Chicago that had what was called a ghost burger. They had added to the menu. And on this ghost burger, there was a picture of an unconsecrated Catholic host on top of the burger, and red wine spilled all over again. Well, Father Kelchick says, you know what? Not on my watch. Father Paul Kelchick, he conducted three reparation services per week.
Wow.
Until the restaurant took the sandwich off the menu about a month later. God bless you, Father Paul Kelchick. And God bless our holy priest out there, Terry.
Absolutely. And we need to pray for our priests every Thursday night here at the Sacred Heart Chapel for 2 hours from 7 to 9. Join us praying for our leaders, our priests, our bishops, and the Holy Father. We'll be back with more of Terry and Jesse on Virgin Most Powerful.
We got Ernesto from Long Beach.
You know, I just wanted to comment, you know, and I just wanted to thank you guys. And I kind of wanted to encourage people that are listening, maybe that are not donating, you know, because honestly, I got to be honest, I used to think you guys were a little
too over the top,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You
That's
know,
right.
If God gave us a lot, you know, and I'm, I have the blessing of listening to all this, and I just want to call all the people, you know, I got 5 kids, you know, and I don't make a lot of money, and I'm still donating to you guys.
God bless you, brother. You're amazing.
We have to do this. We have to do the extra. And it's not even the extra. People see it like it's extra. Kneeling for communion, saying your rosary, saying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It is not extra. It's what the church tells us to do.
Amen. You're a good man, brother.
30 years old, 29 years old, 5 kids, and I thank you guys. But everybody else, man, get on fire. Fight for the truth, man. I know what I'm telling you guys. There's
I love it.
Out there.
Welcome, Daniel. You're on the line. What's on your mind, brother?
Hi, I just wanted to share a testimony about Virgin Most Powerful Radio. I had a buddy at work who, you know, he's a lukewarm Catholic guy, and I wanted him to start listening to the Terry and Jesse show, so I kept telling him to download the app, and he kept putting me off. So one day, I grabbed his phone, and I downloaded the app for him. I went on vacation, and you know, I kept telling him to listen to it. He was kind of put me off. I came back from vacation. He comes to my cubicle, and he says to me, "Hey, man, I've been listening to Terry and Jesse's show, and it's great." and it's made a big impact in his life. The guy, he's going to weekly adoration a couple times a
wow.
week. He goes to the mass in the morning. Mm-hmm. He's an on-fire Catholic, and he promotes the Terry and Jesse Show and the Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
Buying or selling your home or your business property? This is Terry Barber. Real Estate for Life underwrites the Terry and Jesse Show, and they can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. And when they receive their referral fee, they will give 80% of it to a pro-life organization. Wow! That's 80%! RealEstateForLife.org, 877-LIFE-US1.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Rated PG, praise God, the Terry and Jesse Show. Terry, good news on the Philippines. Can you share what's going on there?
Well, the highest court rejected the same-sex marriage. So basically what happened is the Philippines has their highest court rejected a petition, okay, to legalize so-called same-sex marriage. Now, Jesse, the Supreme Court of the Philippines, it's a little different. They have 15 justices, but they unanimously threw out the case September 2nd that sought to declare articles of the Philippine Family Code unconstitutional for defining marriage as the union of a man and a woman. Jesse, this is unusual because for the last 6 years, you know what I've been reading? Just the opposite. One country after another saying, yeah, we're going to have same-sex marriages now, so-called. So I just think that it's great news that the Philippines, 80% of the Philippines is Catholic, so I hope that that also helped. But the fact remains, they came out, now it's basically they're saying that they're declaring it, it's rejected the petition. So I'm sure they're going to keep hitting up the court to try and get this through. But I want to thank the court publicly for standing up for traditional marriage. And Jess, I'll just make a quick note on the Catechism of the Catholic Church. This is paragraph 1601. And I encourage everybody to read that section, but I'm just going to read one paragraph. The Catechism says the matrimonial covenant by which a man and a woman, you notice it didn't say a man and a man? A man and a woman established between themselves a partnership of the whole of life is by its nature ordered towards the good of spouses and the procreation and education of offspring. This covenant between baptized persons has been raised by Jesus Christ to the dignity of a sacrament. Jesse, you see why we can't compromise on same-sex marriage? Because the Bible, the Catechism says that God made man and he made woman. It doesn't fit, okay? And so when people confront you about same-sex marriage, get your Bible and your catechism out and say, I believe what God teaches. So I just think it's good news, Jess.
Yep. The article also says they're interviewing this Eileen Maddie Janone,
yeah.
Catholic Filipino living in
sure.
the city of Coronadal, South Cotabato. She says this,
yeah.
We Filipinos, most especially we Catholics, who are the majority here,
yep.
firmly believe in and support the sanctity of marriage.
Amen.
We believe in natural and divine law. We believe God has made his will clear that marriage is, was, and will always be a holy union between one man and one woman. And the article says, faithful to our divine founder, the Catholic Church will always remain steadfast in her teachings and so can never recognize same-sex unions. Fidelity to truth is essential.
Okay, is this microphone on, Jesse? Fidelity to truth is essential. Father Martin, the Jesuit, who's written books supporting same-sex marriage, he's done all kinds of crazy things. I want him to understand, Father, please, fidelity to truth is essential. We don't want your personal opinion because, you see, that can't change. It's divine law. And I think when people are pressuring the church, whether it's the church in Germany to do it or wherever, they're going to find that if they do allow this, they're going to break with the bride of Christ. And that would be a very sad day when they do that.
Terry, as a matter of fact, one of the one of the candidates running for the Democrat Party platform for president is Pete Buttigieg.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's a young guy who went to Catholic school all his life.
Yeah, he never got
formed. He's a Catholic schoolboy, went to liberal Catholic parishes all his life, went to Harvard University, and he says that his favorite author that's really taught him a lot is Father James Martin.
Well, that makes sense.
See, so that, and now he's flying around the entire country. He's running for president on the DNC side, and he's flying around the country with his husband.
Yeah, it's sad.
And again, he says that he's the person who's given him a lot of inspiration and a lot of formation is Father James Martin. And I say that in case you think that Father James Martin isn't doing damage. This guy here is running for the highest office of the country.
Yep.
Catholic schoolboy malformed
scandal
by modernism and homosexual theology. And if this guy became president, this would be the poster child for the Vatican II modernist, Terry.
Well said, Jesse. And that's why Father Martin needs to be fired. Okay. I mean, I know I'm using Trump's language. You're fired! What I mean by that is, Father Martin, you need to stick with what the church teaches. Folks, that's why earlier in the show, when you heard that commercial that was played with Jesse and Terry to actually it's going to be played 56 times this coming month on the best sports talk stations in the country. And we're going to try and reach men with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're not going to compromise like Father Martin and say, oh, all you same-sex people, it's okay. We want you to come into the church. We will let you do what you need to do. We're not going to judge you. You know what the opposite is? We're going to embrace Jesus Christ, and we want you to embrace him and give your life to Jesus Christ. That's where you're going to find true peace. And that's what Virgin Most Powerful does with charity and clarity. Jesse, when I read stuff like this about the politics, politics are politics. You know, unless Jesus Christ is running, there's no perfect one. But you know what I want to always say to us, to our listeners? Vote with your Catholic conscience. Who's going to move the football closer to a first down? Is it going to be the DNC or is it going to be the Republican Party? Look at each of the group's platform. Who's going to conform closer to what we Christians believe? And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't really care if someone says, you can't say that as a nonprofit. I'm going to say it. You can't vote Democrat. No, why? Because the Democratic Party is lining up with Satan. Yeah, I said it again, and I know I got in trouble last time I said it. But guess what? I'm going to say it again, Jesse, because it's true.
If you want all the ammunition, I wrote a book on it. It's called Knocked Off the Donkey.
Yep.
So if you want to see all the evidence that I've brought to back up Terry's statement,
that's where I got it from,
it's in a book. It's on my website, jesseromero.com. Yep. Terry, in this article in the Philippines, there's a young millennial.
Yeah, well, that's
an oxymoron.
Yeah, that's right.
Millennials are young. There's a young guy there.
Yeah.
His name is Felchis. He's a Filipino citizen. He's the one that's advocating very powerfully, very strongly for the LGBTQ.
Yeah.
And you know, like Pete Buttigieg, he's also a millennial.
Yeah.
It's because these millennials, they've been trained in moral relativism.
That's right.
They haven't been trained in objective truth.
Your truth and my truth. No.
They haven't been trained in what we would call, you know, right philosophical thought, that there's right and wrong, there's good and evil. And so this young guy on the Philippines, he says, I'm a Filipino citizen simply trying to fight for the recognition and protection of human rights of LGBTs and other vulnerable sectors of society. I advocate misinformation and propaganda.
Yep.
And so again, we have to do a better job of evangelizing our young people, because some of these young people are very literate when it comes to social media, and they put out a lot of their bad ideas because a lot of us don't know how to use social media. We have good ideas, but we don't know how to get our ideas out there. And also, the article says, Felchis, this young guy in tandem with other, it says, gay rights activists, expressed disappointment and have promised to continue pushing for same-sex marriage in the Philippines.
Oh, they will.
Yeah. Of the 107 million people in the Philippines, 80% identify as Roman Catholic, putting those pushing for same-sex marriage in the minority. Another Catholic Filipino living in the city of Pasig in Manila,
yeah,
going by her first name, Rhea, expressed her happiness over the court's decision to church militant, saying, quote, I am very happy that my country rejected this case. We do not want same-sex marriage here. So far, Terry, we're winning in that country, but we can't take our eyes off the ball.
Jesse, when good people do nothing, evil abounds. You see, what's happening is good people are standing up and saying, not on my watch. And I think that there's one reason why we're in the mess we're in our country. Not enough of us stood up for the truth. And many of the young people today are being taught that you have your truth, I have my truth. That's a problem. And I'll tell you one more big problem we have. And this is in our own church, Jesse. They call it pastoral approach to people. And what they mean by that
is, people sin.
Yeah, let people sin. And don't worry about it.
Just don't hurt their feelings.
Don't hurt
let
their
sin.
Feelings. Rather than, in my, pastoral means give them the truth of Jesus Christ. And
yeah, the word pastor means shepherd.
And
yes, he is the good shepherd,
right,
who's the way, the truth, and the life.
But you see, it gets misinterpreted so that when somebody like the man that called me about his, hooking up with his girlfriend, and the priest said it's okay to have marital intimacy with her because you've been with her, then you love her, right? And he's wrong. Why? The priest most likely didn't want to make him feel bad. Well, you know what I did? I made him feel bad so that he would have a metanoia, conversion to Jesus Christ, and say, I'm going to do the right thing, and I am going to get married to this woman so that I do it God's way rather than man's way. And that's what we do here at Virgin Most Powerful, and that's why I want to thank you. I was talking to one of our benefactors before the show. She calls me Uncle Terry. She's
because we're old dudes, Terry. Yeah. We're two old guys.
Yeah, she's an immigrant from Vietnam, and she said, she always asked me questions. She says, Uncle Terry, can you answer this question? And I just laugh, and I say, you know what? Oh, I praise God, because, Jess, I'm an old guy, but, sometimes I feel still young because I feel so good to be able to preach the gospel, and I feel like a young man when I get to share the good news of Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
So I want to thank our listeners and monthly supporters who support us. If you want to be a monthly supporter, I'll give you my cell number, because I thank people for that. 661-972-7872. I'd love to have you continue with your prayers and your financial support. And don't forget the Spiritual Warfare Conference. Send that link on our website to other friends and family members. That's how the word's going to spread.
Also, for those men that want good spiritual direction, get on the internet and download this apostolic exhortation by Bishop Thomas Olney that is called Into the Breach.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Into the Breach. It's an apostolic exhortation for Catholic men. If you want good Catholic spiritual direction, if you want to hear a clarion call to battle,
amen.
Download that, give that to your friends, pass it around on social media. You can even watch the video on it. It's called Into the Breach by Bishop Thomas Olmsted. It's that document will be relevant until the second coming of Christ, Terry.
Up next, the Bible with the Barbers. Can you see I'm putting that chair out for my faithful bride, Mary Danielle? Hey, those who want to know the truth, they can listen to Virgin Most Powerful. Jesse Romero, what state should we be living in?
State of grace, brothers and sisters, not the state of mortal sin. Get sacramental.
Got it.
Receive the sacraments as often as possible. Get holy or die trying, Terry.
Well, God love you. And thanks again for everybody who's been listening. Send your clips to your friends with using social media. That's how we're spreading. We are growing leaps and bounds because of your prayers and your financial support. May God richly bless you and your family. And full sheen ahead. Up next, the Bible with the Barbers on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin Most Powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.